I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. While food, water, medicine, housing, and clothing are important to relief outreach, Japanese Christians aren't forgetting about the spiritual needs. HCJB Global is beaming Christian radio program into Japan via shortwave. Kazuo Ozaki says victims...
They are trying to find out the way out. At the same time, they're trying to know what's gone wrong in Japan. It's a wake-up call from heaven to reestablish a new Japan. When one life ends, new life begins. The country of Japan should be the country of loving God.
HCJB broadcast into Japan twice a week. Meanwhile, evangelism could be at risk in Nepal. Since the country's Hindu monarchy was overthrown in 2006, plans have been in place to turn Nepal into a secular democracy. A new constitution is going into effect in May. But according to Compass Direct reports, the latest provisions in the religious freedom section prohibit anyone from converting someone to another religion. This could mean bad news for evangelical believers trying to spread the gospel. You can learn more details at our website. And it might seem intimidating to talk to a Muslim about Christianity, but... the need is vital. Crescent Project's Paul Keller says, when Muslims come to Christ, it's often because of a friendship with a believer. The Sahara Challenge prepares Christians.
It's training on what Muslims believe, what they practice. We'll be talking about how we can prepare ourselves spiritually, also to how to be an ambassador and how to really represent ourselves well as we talk to Muslims. We'll be very well equipped with tools in our toolbox on how to overcome common objections that Muslims have to the gospel and to Christianity.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's M&M, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.